It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
That wakes me up. B-Maz and Beamer here on WBEN. Hey, congratulations in the news. I didn't think we were allowed to say anything.
Well, that's why I was keeping my mouth shut.
Susan Rose sneaking out of here because she's a Hall of Famer right now. Buffalo Broadcaster Hall of Famer.
That's right.
It's set to be announced in a couple of hours. But, you know.
And she'll be there.
Spoil the fun.
Well, they spoiled their own fun. They put it on their Facebook page. So congratulations, Susan. We get to work with a Hall of Famer every morning.
That's awesome. I can't wait to, I'm assuming we get like some big plaques and everything to put in the studio.
That'd be great.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
But Susan Rose going into the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Greatly deserved.
Very cool there. 803-0930 to join us this morning. B-Maz and Beamer. Joe, how are you doing?
Brian, I'm doing well. I actually am feeling better than it looks outside. I'm the opposite of yesterday.
No, that's good.
Yeah, yesterday I wasn't feeling as sunny as it was outside, but I am feeling sunny today. Unfortunately, outside, not so much.
You have a way of waking me up with our conversation as you walk in the door here. It's just
I mean, I wish that's like, I think that's a conversation that we could really have on the air. I think a lot of people could relate.
Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday topic. Yeah, yeah.
maybe someday.
How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well.
You said you were a little tired.
Yeah.
Tuesday has that feeling, doesn't it?
I just, a lot of days have that feeling, Joe, where you're in it for whatever reason. But, you know, I'm snapping myself out of it.
There it is.
We're getting going. And, you know, Joe, this is something we, I saw this morning. Very funny. Very true. I had to, you know, make sure to look to see what was going on here, that this was actually something that was real and I wasn't being duped. Very funny, very true. And you know how we have the conversation all the time? And every time we say it, you know, you have a little bit of, what's the word here? There's a little bit of something to your voice when you say it, right? You know, lawmakers in Albany on vacation until, you know, the Congress returns to work in, you know, 80 days or whatever, right? Just the idea. You know, that they don't work a lot.
You know what was funny? Until I spoke with Angelo Morinello on Sunday, I thought the recess was till like August. I didn't realize it was for the rest of the year. Like, I didn't realize that they're not going back to Albany till January.
Yeah. So, but it's easy to make fun of, right?
Yes.
Because it is kind of funny. However, I always, when, you know, you make fun of it. Oh, on vacation. You know, very important stuff to get done, but they're on vacation until next Tuesday. At the same time, I'm always like, well, that's good, though, that they're not just constantly working. Right? Because if they were, their work is to make up new laws and legislation, pass bills.
Right.
And do we really want, you know, 365 days a year
of
just
new laws?
Yeah, people working to pass new things. Because, Joe, this is what happens when that happens. Let's look up north to the town of Fort Erie.
Ah.
In Ontario, Canada. Who, on their Facebook page, reminded residents that under the town's licensing bylaw, newspapers delivered in urban areas in the town of Fort Erie are required to be placed in mailboxes rather than tossed onto driveways. Yeah, that's a law passed. This is what happens when you have lawmakers on the job for too long. They start saying, hey, paperboy on the bike, tossing the paper, like, you know, that simple slice of Americana. Don't we all wish we still lived in a time where after school some kid could get on his bike, put a baseball card in the spokes.
That's right.
And toss some papers onto people's driveway.
That was 14-year-old Joe Beamer.
Well, you can't do that in the town of Fort Erie. they cannot be tossed onto driveways.
But you
can't
put
to be put in the mailbox.
In the mailbox. See, yes. That's different than here, because here, if anything but mail goes in the mailbox, you've broken the law.
Mailbox or, you know, paper box.
Yeah.
or something like that. And the town has created a webpage where residents can report the improper placement. Or opt out of delivery. So I went to the link, and yeah, please provide the details in the form below. It'll be shared with the appropriate distributor. And yeah, we will get into the bottom of how a newspaper ended up on your front doorstep instead of in a box nicely placed.
Well, then I hope there's a law for the residents that are getting the newspaper that if you are on vacation and don't cancel your newspaper, then that's something you pay a fine because now you forced the poor mail guy or woman to place the paper where they are not supposed to.
But I mean, that's what happens, right?
You toss
the
paper
on the job too much, then they start looking for problems.
I mean, that's
was this a real problem?
Who was complaining about that? I'm sure someone was.
Oh, Joe, I think everyone can think of people in their neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
Who would complain about this?
As a former paper boy myself, believe me, I know those complaints.
Hey, can you toss it a little more to the left, please? did you get a lot of that?
No, I had. I remember there was one couple, very nice couple. And one time I was in a hurry, and so I tossed their paper what I thought was close to the door. And the next day, they reminded me that they gave me a really nice Christmas bonus, and that they want their paper between their storm door and their door.
Oh, that was the deal?
Yeah.
That was the unspoken agreement?
That was their, like months after Christmas. I didn't last long on the paper route, by the way.
That's just incredible. Well, that's 40 Erie, Ontario. If you happen to be north of the border, maybe this weekend, something like that, and you see a paper on a driveway, make sure to report it to the proper authorities.
That's right. And if you're in Fort Erie right now and you're looking out your window saying, wait a minute, is that my newspaper in the driveway? Hey, now you know what to do.
Go storming out there and figure it out.
Before we get to the, speaking of Congress law making, The old NY23, right, that Tom Reed just up and left, okay? There's someone running for that seat for just to serve for a couple of months. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And since we're on the bodies of government, I just wanted to put that opinion out there. That now someone will serve for maybe 3 months in a seat that will no longer be existing, and they'll collect a pension.
But isn't that the, the true spirit of term limits on display right there?
To an extreme.
3 months.
Now, let me ask you, if that was you, would you just take the paycheck and go, or would you try to put your name on as many bills, procedures as possible?
Oh, I'm there to work.
Yeah, okay.
We're going.
Hey, I was in Congress, right? There's the proof.
The idea behind filling a seat for a very short amount of time, every time there's pushback of just wait till the next election, yep. Do we have to spend the money to put on a for only a few months? My response to that is always, well, what's the point of having representation at all? Because now you have a huge amount of people who are without representation, and that's not right. So, yeah, I fill the seat and work hard while you're there. I hope you put your name on everything. You make a real stamp out of it because people deserve to be represented, and that's why, even if it's only for a couple months, in between one election and another,
yeah,
that's why you fill the seat.
You're saying there should be no taxation without representation.
That's right.
There's a license plate that says that.
That's right. we're going to be dumping tea out of the door. You know what? We're kind of looking around here, and we've both been talking about the same thing for a number of days now. And that is the security. We talked about it this morning. On the morning show, Jeff Rinaldo joined us. He runs Vista Security, about the demand for security services, armed security officers at places. And we've seen it more and more. And Joe, I feel like me and you, we have the conversation a lot about where you're seeing these, when you're seeing security, if it's odd that you are in some places and not others, or sometimes and not others, right? It almost seems... what I've said over the last week or so, and the reason for this might be the shortage that we were talking about this morning, but it almost seems random.
Yes.
It could be at, I've gone to a few, I usually go to the same grocery stores.
Okay.
And sometimes there's armed security there that was never there before.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not. And it doesn't really seem to correlate with any particular, like, busy point of the day or anything. It just, it's almost random, unless they're in the bathroom or something, you know, at the time. It's random when you see it.
That's a great point. I was at the same grocery store twice yesterday for delivery purposes. And during what would be a non-busy, like, afternoon, there was someone standing out pacing the front. I went back there in the evening. They were no longer there. Now, like you said, maybe they were in a different part of the store, but I didn't see the car there that I saw in the afternoon. But I am seeing security more often than not. But you're right, Brian. You can go to one place and it not be there 2 or 3 hours later.
You see it a lot more. I say random, you know, store by store as to when it's there, who is there, you know, what type of security. It kind of seems, you know, very different from place to place, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, there's a presence.
803-0930. Where do you see it? How does it make you feel any safer? 803-0930, give us a call this morning. I've seen it a lot more, Joe. There are some places where it's notable. Some places, you know, as I mentioned, random here every once in a while, not there every once in a while. And I come to the question of, does it make you feel any safer? And I don't know. I don't know what the answer. Now, does it make you safer? I think that's probably a yes.
Yes.
Right? You can pretty firmly say if they have some sort of plan or some security guard in the safe, does it make you in place? Does it make you safer if something were to happen? Yeah. I mean, the answer is probably yes. But does it make you feel any safer? I don't know. I feel like that's a more complicated question.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person, right? Obviously, like I said a few weeks ago, when my wife texts me, hey, you know, there's a police officer outside the school, and I guess that officer's been there pretty consistently, I feel a little more comfortable, right? Hey, you know, there's someone outside the building. That makes me feel more comfortable knowing that that's outside her school. And on Saturday, went to an anniversary mass, and there was a cop in the front of the church. I'm not going to lie, Brian. I felt pretty safe. I was like, you know, hey, as I brought this up a few weeks ago. Yes, is it heartbreaking that this is where we are in the United States of America? Yes, I'll give you that. But it did make me feel safer. I was happy to see someone standing guard outside the church at the doors.
Yeah, I don't know if I get that feeling of making you feel safer. I mean, you know, if there is like a arena or stadium level security outside of a shopping center, that probably makes you feel safer, you know, against anything. Just a huge, robust, but security guard or two in place. I don't know if, you know, I'm walking through there and I'm feeling much different or at ease at all. I'm wondering, I think for a lot of people, it might have the opposite effect. We talked about this with Jeff Rinaldo, and this was something we talked about a couple of weeks ago. He was in here with me for an hour, and something we've talked about since is there is a line to balance, too, where you mentioned church. It's not typically, in my experience, this has changed in some places over the years, not typically the place you expect to see an armed security guard. I brought up to him a couple of weeks ago the first time at the arena where they had, you know, heavily armed sheriff's deputies outside the arena. And I remember walking in with my wife and she was saying, what is going on here? Like, what did I miss something? Is, you know, what's the reason for this? It's kind of jarring. So there's also that line to walk too, where it could serve as a reminder that people are on the lookout for something to go wrong. It could make you feel a little on edge in some spots. So there's a line to walk.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it is person to person. For me, does it serve as that reminder? Yes. And like I said, it is, I'll admit it, it's sad that that's where we are. But at the same time, for me personally, I see, you know, a guard or two. I see an armed police officer. I'm feeling pretty safe. So it is that sad reminder. But at the same time, it gives me that sense of security.
And here's one more for you, Joe. In the past month, have your habits changed when you're inside of a store. I think it's easy to say, well, you know what? This is not stopping. I still go into the supermarket. I still go somewhere else. But you can go into the store and still have your habits change inside a little bit. And now, you know, I think part of this armed security for stores, if you're, you know, quite frankly, looking at the business aspect of it, is you don't want people to feel like they go into this and they're getting in and out right away, because, you know, people will still go shopping, they'll still go out to the grocery store, but once they step in, they might feel, all right, let's get out of here. You know, there's no lollygagging around like there might have been before. Right. Do you notice a difference like that?
My habits, something we talked about on this show, Brian, I used to always wear headphones into the store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anymore, because if something happens, I need to be able to hear.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, so I don't plug the headphones in to go walk.
I was actually thinking about that at the gym the other day.
Really?
Because I'm wearing big over-the-ear headphones that
the gym.
Block out just about everything. And you know, we sit in here every morning, you know, for 5 hours a day before, you know, right before I walk in there, and we have these conversations with people who do security about being aware, you know, what do you need? And it's constantly on your mind. So I was thinking about that. It hasn't changed my thoughts at the gym. I will say, though, at the store, though, I'm aware of where an exit is.
Yes. Yes.
I'm aware that there's back, you know, the front of the store is not the only way to get out of a store for the most part. And there's definitely a little bit more of that awareness, whether I'm, you know, searching for it or not. It just kind of is in your head.
Yep.
What about you? 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN.
By the way, there's a texter who says, armed guard at every bank. There is still, and as long as I can remember, a guard outside my bank. And that's been the case, is like I said, as long as I can remember.
And that's not every bank anymore. I don't know if it always was every single one, but I've definitely been to the bank many times where that's not the case. We'll go over, let's see, who do we have here? I'm sorry, I got my name. I hope it's Bradford. Is it Bradford?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, it's good. I have a Brad F and then dot, dot, dot. So I was guessing.
Your name screen is so short.
I don't know what's going on. Bradford, what's on your mind?
I'm just driving into work right now, and I just heard your conversation, and, you know, definitely more paying attention and alert when I'm going to grocery stores. There's definitely a different feeling just due to what's happened. And I just, one situation that just occurred just the other day was I went into a grocery store. There was a security guard as you walked in, but he was leaning against the wall. He's on his cell phone, scrolling through, not paying attention to anything that's going on. Now, in that situation, I feel like, you know, with everything going on, you think he'd be on high alert, kind of just really paying attention. And that kind of was like a situation where I'm like, I don't feel safer with this guy being here right now.
I could see how that happened. You know, Bradford, thanks for the call. Not every security guard and security officer that you see is
good
alike. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to say good, but it's not going to give you the same feeling person to person to person. Every person's different. And yeah, there's going to be some you walk in.
By good, I mean good at their job. As good as others may be at their job.
Yes, in that I will tell you, I think a very important part of that job is the sense of security.
Yeah.
Right? Even as much as actually physically offering that security is the sense of security. I think a good security guard at the door, you know, he mentioned somebody on their phone. I think a good security guard at the door is saying, hi, you know, welcome, how are you?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it kind of puts you at ease a little bit. But it also, I would imagine from their standpoint, you're talking to everybody. You're
right.
Scoping them out. You're looking people in the eye. Chris in Boston is retired law enforcement. Chris, am I right on that?
That's correct.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just listening to what you guys were saying. And again, even before, you know, most of these shootings were happening, I just think people just are kind of, you know, just complacent and just go about their, you know, unfortunately, people have so many things on their mind, but it's just with what we see going on, I think that's, you know, you have to be aware of, you know, where you are, where you're going at all times. And again, not to be paranoid about it. You know, I mean, we, like I said, it's unfortunate what we're seeing, But at the same time, I think people should be always be aware of, you know, whether it's a movie theater, whether it's a supermarket, whether it's a, you know, a park, where, you know, a church. You know, we have to be aware of things like, you know, where exits are, where, you know, entrance, egress. You know, and my family is aware. I mean, whenever I've, you know, they're kind of sick of hearing me talk about things, but I'm like, you know, if anything were to happen, I'm like, you guys do this, listen to what I'm saying. Again, like I said, I don't want to make people paranoid about, you know, saying things like that. I'm like, oh, we should.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I'm wondering if at the base level, do you think the fire drill analogy is a good one here? That you don't have to necessarily, because we know everyone's not going to do this, you don't have to have a conversation with your family or think about, you know, okay, if shots are fired here, you know, this is exactly what you do. But more on the fire drill, hey, just know, hey, these are where the exits are. Generally speaking, in any grocery store, they're kind of in similar places, you know, in the back, along the sides. This is where you would go. And it's like a fire drill. I don't think about a fire, but everyone knows pretty much what to do if there were to be a fire.
You mean, are you asking, should people just automatically assume or know what to do?
Yeah, it's, you know, you're not paranoid every day about there being a fire in whatever building you are, but that fire drill mentality, it's been drilled in us since we were little kids, right? That you just, it's instinct if it were to happen.
Yeah, and again, for the most part, I'm talking like, you know, if they're with me, you know, because obviously my first reaction is to run, would be to run toward the fight, to run toward, you know, the gunfire, or to, you know, first in my, or actually get my family, keep my family safe first. But then, and again, it drives, you know, my wife crazy, because, you know, I'm always willing to get involved in something, but that's just how, you know, it's my job. It's how I was, you know, raised the last 28 years. But again, I just think, for the most part, I think people do know, but at the same time, I think people, I wish people were a little bit less complacent. And again, it's sad that I have to say that, and people shouldn't have to worry about it, but they do. And I want people to be safe. And I think we are seeing more organizations, more businesses, more churches kind of take that, I don't want to say aggressive step, but they're being a little bit more aware of, you know, customers, employees, and, you know, like I said, it's sad that we have to do this, but at the same time, you know, I'd like people to be a little bit more aware of what's going on. I don't want to see victims, you know, and I'm not saying if people have to go and, you know, run and jump on a gunman. I mean, their first, you know, reaction is to protect themselves and to run away. I want to see people, you know, I want to see people safe.
Knowing what to do, awareness. Chris, thanks for the call. Good stuff. 803-0930 to join BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yes, yes, back. BMAZ and Beamer here on WBEN. Before we get back to the topic and to your calls at 803-0930, I've had two text messages, I think they're from the same person, asking about how the little game this morning that I play went. Did my car start? And for the second day in a row, it started on the first try. So, haven't taken it in yet, but it is actually running pretty well.
Good job.
Now watch, I say that, and you're going to see me getting towed out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Here.
I'm waiting for that to happen. I knew it. 803-0930 to join us this morning. We're talking about security in public places. I no doubt you've seen it more in the last few weeks than you've maybe seen it ever before. Where have you seen it? Has it been random? Is it all over the place? Is it in places you would expect, places you wouldn't expect? Let us know. And does it make you feel more safe in that place? If not security, what does? Do you have any other sort of feeling? Let us know on that. 803-0930. Also want to mention, and congratulations to Susan Rose, who's with me in here every single morning. Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame, the official announcement set for a little over an hour from now. and she's going in. So that's great, exciting stuff, and we'll hear way more about all the details coming up, but well-deserved going into the Hall of Fame.
And she'll be at the official announcement.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
There. 11 o'clock. That's happening.
So congratulations.
And at some point after our show, after 10 o'clock, we will take you live to Washington where we'll hear some of the testimony being given by Buffalo families who are directly impacted by the top shooting, including former Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield, who's going to speak in front of a Senate Judiciary Committee in Washington. So all of that coming up on WBEN today. But for right now, does it make you feel safer? You know, Joe, we were talking a little bit, you and I, about that feeling you have during the store. I thought it was very interesting, you taking off the headphones while you're shopping.
Yes.
Just to be a little bit more aware. For how long have you, how long has that been going on? Is that, you know, the past couple, how many trips to the store?
Oh, that's, I mean, I go to the store almost every day because I don't buy a week's worth of things. That's right. I buy it as I need it. So it's.
Do you notice anything different aside from the music that they play?
Like you said, I'm just more aware of where I am in the store. Right? I am a big one to just walk through the aisles. Is there anything I could use? Anything I need? Now I am in there. I pick my stuff up. Like you said, no lollygagging. I go back to the car. Now. Is that more, you know, on edge when I get out of the store? Or I don't like what they're playing. I don't have my headphones in. Let's just get the stuff and leave.
Do you talk to people more?
No.
No?
No.
No more communication or interaction?
Well, no, I mean, unless I'm paying with cash and have to go to a register, I don't really run into anyone.
Oh. I must be like, I don't know, not in the norm. I feel like I'm running into people in the grocery store all the time.
I can't remember the last time I ran into someone I knew at the grocery store.
Well, not people you knew, but just, you know, there's somebody in the aisle, right? Like, hey, what's going on? You're passing them, just like a friendly hello. Or someone's looking for something in particular. Like, do you know where this is? I'm like, yeah, I think it's there. Or you do that to somebody else. It happens all the time.
See, you're a lot. If I don't know where something is, I'll either go on the app and find it or just tell my wife I couldn't find it.
Just they didn't have it.
Yeah.
I will never say I couldn't find it. I'll just say they didn't have it.
That's right. Yeah. They were out. I don't know.
They were all out. But do you handle yourself any differently in the store now that, and that is one of the parts of security for a lot of people? I would say probably for most people, it does make them feel more secure having that presence. An armed security guard, a former officer, or an off-duty officer out in the front. But that's not everybody. I think for some other people, it could be just kind of a reminder of what happened. Yep. A reminder of, oh, yeah, like this is something that people are worried about right now.
Yeah, well, I noticed that the day, the days following the shooting in Uvalde, there were police outside most schools, and I had a lot of friends that, you know, said, oh, this is heartbreaking, I hate seeing this, and, you know, and I agree with all that, but the thing they're missing is I think it also gives you that sense of comfort. But I saw a lot those following days, people dropping their kids off of school, you know, oh my god, this is awful, I don't know if I should leave my kid here. I think that what goes with that, and like you said, for most people is, okay, this is really sad. But it is that sense of security. It is that sense of, okay, there's someone out here on guard.
Bob is joining us on WBEN. 803-0930, by the way, if you want to weigh in. Well, Bob, I might have just hung up on Bob, or Bob hung up on us. I don't know. Either way.
We'll just blame it on Bob.
Yeah, we'll blame it on Bob. Just like, they didn't have it. It wasn't on me. They just straight up didn't have it. And Bob had something to say about looking for the exit, and I mentioned that before, where I wouldn't say I'm looking for the exit. I'm just more aware, and I do think there's a difference. Like, I'm not going into the store, okay, I know, here, like I'm, you know, you're searching or something. You are just kind of a little bit more aware, and I don't. It's when I catch myself being aware, it is a little unsettling, I got to say. You know, just that you were thinking about this that you never would have thought of before.
Right, yeah.
Is there anywhere strange that you've seen a security guard that you wouldn't expect?
You know, I was trying to think that. I mean, I didn't really expect it outside of a church. But then we heard Jeff Ronaldo talking, and it makes sense. But I can't think of somewhere where I go, oh, that's you know, it's strange to see. Again, the store, the mall, I've seen an increased presence the one time I've been to the mall in the last few weeks, and at my bank. But again, that branch of the bank, I've always noticed a security guard.
I can't really say that I've noticed in places that I wouldn't expect, right? I mean, the grocery store is kind of the obvious now, just because that's where the attack happened. That's where people are maybe thinking about
grocery stores and schools.
But I wouldn't say like the mall. The mall is a great example because it is, you know, one of these wide open spaces, and you're wondering like, what is there going to be something at every entrance and exit? I wouldn't say I noticed anything out of the ordinary or over the top at the mall the one time I was there in the past few weeks. But you do notice it more in places, grocery stores, you know, you kind of, you name it. Joe, you have an iPhone, I have an iPhone.
Yes.
The new update, this reminded me when you said, they just don't have it, instead of coming clean, you know, and saying I couldn't find something or I forgot, which, you know, it's never I forgot.
I have never forgotten anything.
That's a lie.
That's been asked of me.
Okay.
It's always try my hardest.
If I had to rank the responses I would give, you know, the most used is they didn't have it.
Yeah.
Then second would be I couldn't find it. Third would be I forgot. Because to me, I forgot is like the worst one. Because then she comes back at you with like, what do you mean? It's on the list.
Right.
It's right there. It's on the list.
I forgot, I think, is the only used when recently you've been caught in a lie and you're trying to get back on the, I don't lie. I forgot. See, I'm being honest.
But now there's a new wrinkle to all this. The iPhone is going to give you the ability in iMessage. So if you're going iPhone to iPhone, which I think is the majority of my texts, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to be able to, under the new, and I think both people would have to have the new operating software for this to work.
That's right.
That would make sense. You're going to be able to go back and delete or edit a text sent
from the thread.
So first on the editing, I don't quite understand the editing. Because in a text message conversation where grammar is already, you know, pretty relaxed. Have you ever felt the need to go back and correct grammar? There's typos all the time, right? In text where an autocorrect will do you wrong. Like it'll autocorrect something to something completely different.
Change the meaning of the sentence?
it rarely ever does that. It just makes, for me, the sentence totally incomprehensible.
Right.
You can't understand a name. It happens to a lot, right? You type in a name and it thinks it's two separate words. And
right.
It's like, what is going on here? So maybe that's actually the case. But if it's just a typo in text, I'm never worried about.
No. No. And before I, you know, instead of typing edit and then going back and editing it, I'll just say what I meant to say with an asterisk next to it.
Wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
I would just kind of do that.
I don't think that's going to change my texting. I think I will very rarely edit a text.
Will you delete a text message? I can't. The only way is I'm sitting here right now. The only way I could think of going back in a conversation and removing, unsending a text message basically would be to mess with people. To put something out there, you know, have someone respond, go off on, you know, a tangent or something like that, remove the prompt and be like, what are you talking about? And then just to see, I'm answering your question. I'm like, what question?
Yeah, what question are you talking about? That's awesome. Like you said earlier, Brian, you never asked me to do that. What are you talking about? No, I text you that. No, you didn't. You go back through the thread. I think those two times, but even like deleting text, I can't think of a time where I go, oh, I shouldn't have sent that. I mean, I have, but that was in my far past. Sending a text you shouldn't have sent, you know.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
3 a.m, you wake up at 8 going,
I don't think I ever really, you know,
shouldn't have sent
I was
that
never
text.
Really doing that. But that I could see that for a lot of people, the late text or something like that.
Yeah.
Someone chiming in that, okay, in the same update, you are going to be able to flag a text as unread so that you can come back to it later. Someone texting into our text board, 803-0930, that they wish they could do that because, and this happens to me all the time, right? Because I'm looking at text sometimes while I'm here at work, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to respond to it. I'm busy doing other things, but I see it,
right?
And I open it, and then I completely forget about it. And it might have been something that usually it's just nothing. It can kind of just go by the wayside unanswered. But sometimes it's something that you would have to remember or respond to. Normally, this is from my wife. Like, hey, take out the chicken out of the freezer when you get home. Or something along those lines.
And you're going to delete that text?
I'll see it. You know, yeah. Well, now I have the option. I'll see it, but then I'll forget about it because then, you know, we're not texting back and forth all the time throughout the day. And I'll forget that, you know, 6:30 in the morning, you texted me to take out the chicken. I'm sorry, by the time I was done with work and headed home, I didn't have a notification on my phone anymore. I didn't see the reminder at all. So then you just delete it.
That's why you got to do something that I've learned to do. You get that text, because obviously I'm going to forget. And then I set an alarm on my phone for when I know I'm going to be home. And then that alarm goes off. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah, the alarm with a note.
This is the new update, so you'll be able to see the text and then like check a box or something and mark, well, let's pretend I didn't read this so it reminds me of it a little bit later on. That's another good way to do it.
Yeah.
the alarm thing, I've done that before, and it's always just, you know, I have an alarm every week to clean the shower at like a certain time of the afternoon.
You clean the shower?
You don't?
No, I do.
That's a lie.
Every week?
That's a lie. I can just tell if you could see the look on Joe's face on the radio. Like, oh, yeah, I clean the shower. But it is one of those alarms that goes off, and I'm just, right. You know, it's swipe. I'm not, you know, unless I'm there or within a few steps of the shower. I'm probably not doing it then and there. You know, we'll put that off for some other time. But it's... alarm.
I do have to be better about cleaning, you know. Now
apparently.
Now that I have a bathroom that I use and my wife never goes in, like, I got to probably...
So you have a regular bathroom and a disgusting bathroom is what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, her bathroom's all nice, and then the one that I use in the morning, let's just say I probably could put some time into that.
It is kind of amazing that you have to clean a shower in the first place, right? Like, it's all... You're cleaning... the soap off the shower, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No. But can't you buy that stuff that you can spray the walls with after you're done showering?
It doesn't work.
Oh.
Yeah. You can. It might help out a little bit. You still have to clean it.
Darn.
You can't, you know, everyone's trying to sell you the thing. Just spray it and, you know, rinse it off.
Spray it and forget it.
No.
No.
Doesn't work.
Darn.
It helps out a little bit, but no, not the whole way.
All right. Yeah. Cleaning shower. It's on the list for this weekend.
You're going to set the reminder? I have to. I still have to get the old update that came out like 7 months ago for my phone.
Oh, did I tell you what that did to my phone? Oh, yeah. I told you earlier. It completely reset my phone. Like, I'm still putting passwords into all my apps, and my Apple Pay is deactivated.
Oh, that's why I wait.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm going to have to like back up the phone and do all this before.
I should have known about the backup.
I go about and do that, and I just never have the time to plug it in, to back it up to your computer or wherever, and then you download the whole update, and I'm never thinking. And I'm always scared to do it overnight. It always asks you,
oh, yeah.
Oh, do you want to do it tonight? Set the reminder, 9 o'clock or whatever. We'll just
no alarm.
Update your phone. That's what I'm always worried about. My alarm's on my phone. It's just going to mess with the alarm.
I was without my phone for 3 hours when I tried to do that update. And then, like I said, it had to reset itself, and I'm still trying to put it back together.
Was that your... Oh, you set different alarms, though. You set alarms. My only alarm's on my phone. So that's why I'll never update the phone at night, because that's the only thing.
As I said, I have my watch alarm, the iPhone alarm, and my Alexa alarm. Usually the phone and Alexa never go off, and my watch wakes me up. But I have that security that makes me sleep better at night.
Right. Well, thank you for all your comments in. some of them more helpful than others.
I mean, this one about the...
I don't know. We're not even going to go into it. But we'll be back here tomorrow. Congratulations to Susan Rose once again.
Congratulations.
We'll have to hear all the details tomorrow morning. And be sure to keep it locked right here, because at some point after 10 o'clock, you know how these things work. It might be a little bit later, but we are expecting after 10 o'clock, we'll send you live to Washington. You've been listening to BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.